And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to once again welcome into the studio Steve McSwain. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
I can't count how many times you've been here. You've been here a number of times, and it's always been a pleasure because there's something new that I discover about the center that you take care of. So for those listeners who might not know both your job title and what that means, tell us what you do for the city.
Okay, well, my name's Steve McSwain, and I'm the arena manager at the MTA Event Center, the Ice Arena, and that's I wear a lot of different hats there. Sometimes and we have a good crew, so it's I'm the manager, but got a great crew that works with me, and but you know, different roles I have at the rink, or sometimes I'll be examining the ice, although. Some of my crew might be giving me the big eye when I get back when they hear this interview, because we have some pretty good Zamboni drivers. And what a Zamboni does is it cleans the ice and cuts the ice and makes it nice and smooth. And that's one role. Doing our scheduling, working on new programs, ordering some glass. We have new glass in there that looks fantastic. And we're always going here. Wintertime, we're in the thick of things right now. But I'm proud to be there. I've been there for a number of years now. And it's always fun to come in and talk about that type of stuff here with you.
Okay, so we're noticing that the conditions outside are a little bit icy, and winter is definitely upon us. Although it seems to be getting a little warm and then a little bit of cold. In terms of the season of use for skating at the events arena, where are we? Are we into it now? We've started, and how busy is that place?
We are definitely in it. In the middle of our season here, we're not quite at the midpoint, but we're right close to it here. So this weekend we have our women's tournament here. It's our longest tournament here. So we start at 7 in the morning and basically go until 11 o'clock at night, 11:30 at night with tournament games here. And it's a great tournament here. But the kids, weekends, we go very, very hard. During the weekdays, we do have public skates, freestyle skates for figure skaters. And Saturday nights, we do have our public skate in the evenings here, and that time varies a little bit, and you can find that on our website for any of our schedule. It's at MTA Event Center schedule. If you type that in, you'll find
it. Right to it, right?
It goes right to it.
Well, cool. Well, that's very good. And I know that although many people go over there and they're aware of the ice, there are other events that happen in that building as well. Do we have anything coming up before the end of the year? This is December, and we're going to roll into 2018 in January, or are we focused pretty much on ice time right now?
We just put in the schedule here, and we're going to start more in January 2018, but we did add broom ball, so this Saturday is going to be a broom ball, and we have a good crew that's done it over the years, but we have an evening time, and I believe it is 8 to 9 p.m. this Saturday night. So we're right after the public skate. We're going to go do some broom ball, and I was in Homer over the weekend, and I saw that they have a group there, and I'm thinking it'd be fun to put some type of tournament together.
So I know that Colony Christmas is this weekend. So have you chosen to do that as part of Colony Christmas, or it just happened that way?
It did just happen that way, and with the tournament is heavily booked through the weekend here, and they're the girls in the tournament do have a you know, that's kind of why they like to be here during the Christmas.
So when you say that, and I'm thinking, okay, how many teams are in this tournament that are playing, and where are they from? They're not all from right here in the central part of the valley.
Yeah, they're from a lot of Anchorage, you know, the Mat-Su Valley. There'll be teams from Eagle River. I wouldn't be surprised if there's teams from Fairbanks in it here. I haven't studied the roster.
Right.
I don't know
that. But this is a pretty big deal tournament then.
Yeah, it's always it's our oldest tournament. It's the first one of the very first ones we started about 14 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's continued.
Okay.
This is probably the 14th annual, I would say here. But they have really and it's a lot of local women that people know, and just great ladies, and they have fun, and just one of the exciting weekends of the year. And they all are, but this, you know, this one being our oldest tournament, there's always a specialness about that. And they, so I look forward to seeing them, over the weekend here. But like, you know, like I say, 2 weeks ago, I would say here we had tournaments from teams from Fairbanks, teams, I might be getting dated. I'm in the hockey mode right now, skating in ice skating mode here.
Right.
So time's just flying by. But every week it's something new. But you know, we do bring teams from all over the state. You know, we got Junos coming here. I just talked to the hockey coach in Juno. They're coming Saturday, and they know I like a certain pizza place, and so
okay.
And Juno, so they're talking about bringing me a Bullwinkle's pizza on the airplane.
Well,
right?
That could work. That could work. I was talking to someone over the weekend as well about playing hockey, and that person said that they'd been playing for 40 years.
That
hockey is one of those things that you can play for a long time, and you don't have to. You know, I think about something like football, where by the time you hit your 30s, you may be over the hill and you're not going to be playing any football anymore.
Well, we do have some games we have one group called the Has-Beens, and those guys work in the area, great guys. They've been playing hockey for easily 40 years, and there's another group with Dave Cruz that we call it the Cruz's group. But those guys have a long, long history in hockey, and but they have a great time out there together.
Sure,
just a
sure.
little friendship, and they get a good exercise out of it here. But it's a game that's in their hearts, and they've been playing it forever. And anyway, it's beautiful to see. There's a skater that I watched as a kid, and he comes out with the Dave Cruz group, and his name is Jimmy Reese, and he's the Gordie Howe of Alaskan hockey, if you ask me. I remember watching him when I was a little kid, and I saw him skate. He's 75, maybe close to 80 years old, in amazing shape, and just I see him and I get goosebumps to this day here. Just it's very special.
So we know each time you've come in, you've talked a little bit about the improvements you've early on mentioned something about glass that you're hoping to put to improve both the view and I'm guessing the aesthetics of the place. Is there any other, and I know once you get into the season, it's harder to do changes. They tend to happen, I think, in the summer and other seasons as well. But if a person is listening in and hasn't been over there in a while, say they haven't been there since last winter, what would they notice as being different about the place?
Well, thanks for mentioning the glass. The glass was a big thing for us, and we're thankful to everybody that made that happen in the city. We've been getting complimented on it just since August when people started seeing it up there, and it looks beautiful. People are continually, weekly, just saying, just amazing. And the nice, everybody can get nice pictures of their kids on the ice and whoever's out there. So lots of compliments about that. So, and I know we talked about that the last time I was here, but yes, wintertime is, we're not doing as many projects, although we did start, we have a area in a new edition that we got years ago, I think 2012. And we have been adding, we've been moving some ductwork around there, making a little bit more accessible space for kids to have a shooting training area here. And that's really coming together nicely. And we're going to have a nice place for, you know, obviously for skating. But now as this improvements come from upstairs in the shooting area, I think we're going to have a very nice area for kids to train and work on their off ice activities.
Oh, very, very good. And as I remember, you also have people who use the facility for running.
Well,
things of that sort.
Yeah, and there's occasionally some running, but we do have our seniors that walk, and our love seniors have built very nice relationships with our seniors over the years, and our walkers, and they have a special spot in my heart. But we do have our walkers, and we are going to, we did change our hours of operation. So we've been opening a little bit later in the day, but come 2018, we're going to get our schedule back. So some of the walkers that the 1:30 opening time didn't work for, count on us. 2018, we are back opening early, and we're going to get our walkers, our seniors back at noon.
Okay. Now I know that you manage the place and you do a lot of different things there. How many other people are involved in keeping that facility going?
Well, there's four of us. There's four of us that do work at the arena. We have myself and three others.
Okay.
They're talented. Those three are talented guys. Well, you know, one guy's a 30-year ice arena guy, and he's, you know, he's an ice specialist, and we have just we're blessed to have some really talented people at the building.
Okay, and so some nitty-gritty things. You talked a little bit about the hours. Typically through the week, when do you open up? I know that people can go to website and see this. When do you, when do you close? When can people can come on over there?
So for right now until the end of 2017, we're Monday through Friday. We are 1:30 opening, and we're out of there about 11:30, 11 o'clock at night. The weekends, we go till we start at 7 in the morning, and we go till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Sunday, we're at times 7 or 8 a.m., and we'll go to 11 o'clock on Sunday. So the weekends are
big time.
Whoa. Little less on the weekdays. I don't know, less, but with that, our busy times are after school, the busier times here. But we're doing some scheduling changes internally for our schedules, our personal schedules, and the walkers are a big part of that. We want the seniors to have a good place to walk, and it's not slippery, and so we're shifting our schedules around, and we're going to be able to do that budget wise in 2018. So
you're not really open, are there any skaters? I can remember back in the day, there were a lot of different groups that skated really early in the morning, maybe even before school or something like that. Does that happen at all, or is it pretty much empty?
Yeah, I'm used to skating. You're reminding me of early mornings of my childhood, because boy, we'd be up at 5 o'clock to get ice. But we do that occasionally. I've run that by the associations here, so it comes and goes. We have in the past had some early morning, and always open to it here with our staff. And hours probably not going to happen this season, although. You know, we're open to anything to make it work.
And so the message to listeners who have an interest in activities that involve a big sheet of ice and a place like that is to contact you if they have some idea about something they'd want to do.
Sure. I'll give my phone number. Call anybody.
Sure,
call me. My number is 863-0750. So if you want to skate or have an idea, I'm always open.
863-0750.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got that. Mike Malevsky here. I've been talking with Steve McSweeney. Swain, who manages the MTA Events Center. It's located, by the way, if a listener doesn't know, maybe they're listening for the first time to this description, it's located, we usually reference it to the Palmer Junior Middle School, which is sort of right across the street.
Right across the street from the Palmer Junior Middle School. Official address is 1317 Cary Weiland Way. And Cary Weiland, our Olympian from Palmer, we're all very proud of her. We have a nice banner hanging on her from the silver medal she won at the Olympics. Olympics is right around the corner too. But we are, you can see us from the middle school, and
we've got a big parking lot.
We got a big parking lot. It looks like the ice arena right now, our parking lot, but most of them do.
I noticed that today walking around. I said, oh, this changed pretty quickly.
Yeah, this weather has been amazing, but I'm not sure what to think of it here, but Mike, yeah, we hope everybody has a nice Christmas and come check us out anytime. And check out the internet for that, like you said, the MTA Event Center schedule. That will show where we are, and have my phone number now. So if I'm looking forward to seeing more people show up.
Okay, so no matter what the temperature is outside, about what is the temperature inside?
Well, there are people might start calling me the Grinch when they hear, because I like to keep it kind of cool inside here.
Well, that's okay.
And for the ice arena temperature, I've had patrons over the years kind of motioning to me to turn on the heat in there. But so that just depending on how many people we have, I try to be a good steward of the temperature controls here, but I do go around and try to turn the dials down every time I see them here, because I know better ice quality results from a cooler temperature inside the building.
Right.
So, but you know, we keep it in the 50, 55 is kind of an area I like to be in. And occasionally I do turn the heaters on for people too. So
that's a big building. Wow.
It is a big
building. And
you've
got this big chunk of ice sitting right there, layered ice. So yeah. 55 cents. When I've been in there, I have felt comfortable. I don't wear a t-shirt and shorts, but I can get in there and not have my heavy parka on and be comfortable. There's no breeze. So it's all relative, isn't it, Steve? I mean, if it's 20 below zero outside and it's 55 inside, whoa, 75, I can take 75 degrees warmer.
Well, yeah. Well, I walked outside yesterday, and I think it was colder outside than warmer. I'm sorry, it was warmer outside than it was inside. But no, people. We have a neat community, and the people that go to the rink, there's just great people from the valley all the time that are in there, and they're everybody's thankful that we have a rink, just a lot of special things happen there daily. And now that we can see them through the good glass here.
There you go.
I think I said that last time here. But now all those kids that are out there, I thought they could get away with tricking us. The glass was kind of so marked up over the years. But now it's crystal clear glass.
Yep, and you can see it all.
There has been so many special things. And it's been a pleasure to see over the time I've been there.
Well, thank you, Steve McSwain, for coming in and sharing the status of MTA Event Center, and we'll look forward to your next visit. Have a good day.
You too, Mike. Have a great holidays.
Yep. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, this station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.